Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know that your English will improve today. Now, what do you hope to do this year? Anything new? I know it's halfway through the year already, but sometimes we like to try new things. Do you ever let fear stop you from trying new things? I have to admit, sometimes I do too. Well, the title of today's lesson is Don't Fear to Fail. Today we'll answer these questions. How should you think about trying new things? Here it is again. How should you think about trying new things? And how should you deal with the fear of failure? How should you deal with the fear of failure? Okay, the answers are in our lesson, and I know you're ready, so let's begin.
Don't fear to fail. The next time you're reluctant to try something new, think of this. If you try, you might not succeed. But if you don't try, you're guaranteed not to succeed. Isn't your goal worth a try? There is some risk involved with trying new things. If people see you fail, you may be embarrassed, or you may worry that failing proves that you are not good enough. But failing at something does not make you a failure.
Welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 reluctant 这个形容词。reluctant 在这里是指不愿意的、勉强的，或者是保持保留态度的。如果不愿意做某件事，就在 reluctant 的后面加上不定词 to， 再加上动词。例如 ，Carl is reluctant to make a commitment to his girlfriend。Carl 不太愿意对女朋友做出承诺。或者是 the boss is reluctant to expand the business to other countries。老板对于扩展事业到别的国家有所保留。它的名词是字尾的 T 变成 CE 变成 reluctance。例如 ,the governor's reluctance to make any comments on this matter is understandable. 州长针对这件事情不愿意发表意见是可以理解的。继续我们看 involve 这个动词 ,IN 这个字首是指进入 ,VOLVE 这个字根有卷或滚的意思。所以 involve 把什么东西卷进来就是指包括或牵涉。例如 the project involves our teams at both the headquarters and the overseas office. 这个案子的进行牵涉到我们总部的团队与海外的团队。或者是 the process to help this individual heal involves multiple surgeries and physical therapy. 治疗这位病人的过程包括多次的手术以及复健。或者是 don't involve me in your scheme.你们的把戏不要牵涉到我。
Failing at something does not make you a failure.
That's right. So Gabe, how do you feel about success and failure?
I think that it's important to try to succeed. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I don't even start to do something because I'm afraid I won't succeed. I'm afraid I will fail.So actually, I think I do kind of fear failure sometimes.
You know, I think that's very understandable. A lot of people do. But one thing I shared yesterday, Gabe,、mm-hmm. and I'm going to share it again because I think it's so good, a good reminder.
It's、yes. a great reminder.
Yes, here、mm-hmm. it is. The true sign of success is not that you don't make any mistakes and you don't fail, but rather when you do make a mistake, you get back up and you try again.、
Mm. That's right.Because failure is a part of life.
And so
when you don't succeed, if at first you don't succeed, get back up and try again. Try again, as that old pop song says. Well, we continue here with this section. Mm-hmm. The next time you're reluctant to try something new, think of this. If you try, you might not succeed. But if you don't try, you're guaranteed not to succeed. Isn't your goal worth a try?And that kind of answers the question that I had earlier. This is a great way to think about success and failure. That you should try something Because if you don't try, then you know you won't succeed. But if you do try, you might succeed. It is worth trying.
That's right. And if something is worth trying, that just means that it deserves an attempt, that you should attempt to do something. Now, there are other ways that you can use this phrase, worth a try. For example, you know, Gabe, I don't know if I will get into the University of William and Mary. You know that very big university in Virginia?
Yes.
But I think it's worth a try.
It's worth a try. You could apply to the university. It's worth a try. And do your best. Give it your best.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So what else is worth a try? You know what, Rebecca?
What, Gabe?
You've been in Taipei for a few years now.
Yes.
I think that stinky tofu, tofu, is worth a try.
Gabe!
Come on.
You just had to bring that up, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, I did.
I actually have tried stinky tofu at least 3 times now, and it was worth a try, but I still don't think it's my favorite.
Okay, that's fine, that's fine. Well, you know, you could give other things a shot, too. Hey, that's an interesting word, too. Friends, last month you heard give something a shot and sing it out, right? That means to give something a try. You could also say something is worth a shot. So, isn't your goal worth a shot? That's what our lesson could say.
That's right. Well, continuing with our lesson, we read, there is some risk involved with trying new things. That's very true. You try something new, you don't know if you're going to succeed. But if you don't try, you never will succeed. That is guaranteed. If people see you fail, you may be embarrassed or you may worry about failing, or you may worry that failing proves that you are not good enough. You know something, Gabe? I've met so many people, and myself included, that are so concerned about what other people think. If they worry, or if they fail, they're worried that people might think that that's who that person is.
Well, I think most of us are at least a little bit worried about what other people might think. We're concerned about saving face, right? And I think that this is an interesting point. If people see you fail, you may be embarrassed. And sometimes this stops me from doing something because I don't even want people to see me fail once. And so I don't even get up to try because I'm afraid that people might remember, oh, Gabe failed, therefore he's never going to be good at that. But that's not the right attitude to have.
Exactly. Now, I remember when I was younger, I used to be very afraid of public speaking. I was really afraid of getting up in front of people. And I remember one of my teachers told me, Rebecca, when you get up front and speak, think of it as you blessing your audience, looking for a way to bless them because you have something important to say. And they don't want to see you fail. They want to see you succeed. And it actually helped me a lot.
And that's what our lesson is saying, too. Don't think about the negative aspects of failure, but think about the positive aspects or parts of succeeding. Okay, well, let's continue here. You may worry that failing proves that you are not good enough, and we read on, but failing at something does not make you a failure. Okay, so fail, the verb, does not make you, a person, a failure, and failure here is a noun.
That's right, and that's something that we want you to remember. If there's nothing else in this lesson that you remember, we want you to remember that you are not a failure. No matter how many mistakes you've made, no matter how many times you think that you have failed, you as a person are not a failure.
That's right. Even if you have disappointed other people many times, you're not a failure. Even though you may have failed your test, you as a person are not a failure. There is still hope. Well, friends, right now it's time for us to continue learning about failing and failure, the words, with Steve and Ken in the Info Cloud.
Nobody likes to fail, and nobody likes to be a failure.
Right. A failure is a person who has failed at something. Now let's take a closer look at that word, fail. Is there any difference between failing at something and failing to do something?
Absolutely. Here we're actually talking about two different definitions of fail. If we fail at or in something, we're unsuccessful. Someone who failed in business didn't make any money.
Now, failing to do something, on the other hand, is when you don't do what people expect you to do. For example, Kathy failed to come to the party last night. People expected her to come, but she didn't.
Or Billy failed to call for a taxi, and he ended up standing out in the rain for 20 minutes looking for one.
Now, if I said Sam lost test points because he failed to read the directions carefully, did Sam fail the test?
Well, we don't know that, but we do know he failed to read the directions. In other words, he did not read the directions and, as a result, lost some points on the test.
我们都知道 fail 表示失败, his business failed, 他的生意失败。 Fail 也可以表示不及格, he failed the math test, 他数学考试不及格。 但 fail 还有另外一个定义要注意, 如果说某人 failed to do something, 就变成他忽略未能达成某一件事。 Kathy failed to come to the party last night. Kathy 未能来到派对, 原本大家都以为他会来。 Billy failed to call for a taxi. Billy 并没有打电话叫车, 结果他在雨中站了20分钟才叫到车。 我们考试的时候一定要仔细阅读考卷上的指示。 若是我们 fail to read the directions, 没有阅读指示, 就可能被扣分。 这就是今天的InfoCloud, 我们下次再见。
These are great quotes. Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom. Friends, I'd like to read you just a couple of quotes about failure. Okay, first of all, we have here, there is only one thing that makes a dream impossible to achieve, the fear of failure. We learned about that earlier in our lesson today, that if you fear failure, you're not even going to try something new. Okay, so don't let the fear of failure stop you from doing something. Here's another one. Failure is the condiment that gives success its flavor. That means failure is kind of like a sauce that gives success its flavor. Okay, so your success, whatever you succeed in, has its flavor. It's really cool because of the failures and mistakes you have experienced in the past. Okay, don't forget that. Right now, it's time for us to continue learning about how to handle or deal with the fear of failure.
Don't fear to fail. You matter because of who you are, not what you can or can't do. Think of someone you love. If that person tried and failed at something, would you care about them less? Of course not. Success and failure don't define who you are. In the end, the only way to deal with fear of failure is to face it. Each time you try something new, your fear will be easier to conquer, and you will accomplish more than you ever imagined.
OK, 接下来我们看 define 这个动词。 Define 是指下定义、解释或界定。 例如, many people think they are defined by their achievements or assets. 许多人认为自己是由成就或拥有多少财产来定义的。 或者是 the word charm is defined as the power that pleases or attracts. 魅力这个字被定义为一种让人开心或吸引人的能力。 它的名词是 definition, D-E-F-I-N-I-T-I-O-N. 例如, can you give a precise definition of the term? 你可以精确地解释这个术语的意思吗? 所以我们看 conquer 这个动词 ，conquer 是指征服或战胜。例如 ，Germany tried to conquer England in World War II but failed。第二次世界大战，德国尝试要征服英国，但是铩羽而归。conquer 的对象也可以是一种抽象的事物，例如 ，Howard conquered his stage fright and made the speech。Howard 战胜了舞台恐惧症，并且发表了演说。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So remember, you are not a failure. That's a good thing to remember. Well, continuing with our lesson, we see you matter because of who you are, not what you can or can't do. Think of someone you love. If that person tried and failed at something, would you care about them less, Gabe?
No.
No, of course not,
right? My answer is no, of course I would keep caring about them just as much as if they had never failed. Okay, so this is a good point. All right, well, we continue here. Of course not. Success and failure don't define who you are. But speaking of things that define us, what defines you? Now, what is your answer to this question? What do you think defines you?
That's a good question, Gabe. What defines me? Mm-hmm. Well, of course, some things that define me include, my love for Jesus. You know, spending time with Jesus is something that helps to shape and define me as a person. My love for people. And I, you know, Gabe, I'm also a very energetic and outgoing person. And that's something that kind of gives my character some shape.
Okay, so those kind of things...define you. I think the things that we do in life、mm-hmm. may in some ways define us, right? I think it's also important for us to think about where we came from as people. This will help you realize what defines you. If you think that the universe just came from nowhere, then really we have no purpose in life. So really the things that we do and our successes and failures really will define us. If you believe, however, that there is a God who created youHe does have a purpose for you. Let what he thinks about you define you. What defines you?
That's right. And of course, let's go ahead and jump to the very, or a couple sentences down. We read, each time you try something new, your fear will be easier to conquer, and you will accomplish more than you ever imagined. Gabe, there's this word that I'm thinking of.、
Mm-hmm.
A word that if you try to be really, really perfect, you don't want to make any mistakes.
You mean a perfectionist?
Yes, a perfectionist.
Oh, man. Yes, sometimes I feel like I am a perfectionist. I don't even start something because I'm afraid it's not going to be perfect. Friends, it's not good to be a perfectionist. 完美主义. But right now, it is time for us to enjoy something new with Sing
It
Out.
Sing it out.
Ben, you know, this sing it out thing sometimes is kind of funny. Sometimes I pick up my brushes or I go to play my cajon and I freeze up. I get scared. What should I do?
Gabe, it's not, you don't have to be scared, man. Even if you fail, it's okay to fail.
Wait.
Gabe, don't fear to fail.
But I do fear.
Don't fear to fail. Gabe, if you're paralyzed with fear, just know that help is near and don't fear to fail.
Wait, hold on a second. I do have fears, that's true. I think a lot of people have fears, but you mentioned a word. If you're paralyzed with fear, what does that mean?
Well, paralyzed just basically means that you're stuck.Like, you can't move. Like, the fear that you're feeling makes you so afraid that you just can't move.
And that's exactly what happens to me. I don't want to make a mistake. I want to be perfect. And so sometimes I'm paralyzed with fear.
Gabe.
Wait.
We should not fear to fail.
All right.
Come on. Let's go. Don't fear to fail. Don't fear to fail. If you're paralyzed with fear,know that help is near and don't fear to fail.
Wait, hold on a second. You said that help is near?
Yeah, help is near.
But sometimes I'm performing in front of people
and they might not like what I do.
Oh, don't worry, Gabe.
And they might go away. They might run away.
No. Friends are there to help you and support you. They can give you advice on how to improve and be better. So don't fear to fail.
Don't fear to fail. Don't fear to fail. If you're paralyzed with fear, just know that help is near. And don't fear to fail. Don't fear to fail. I just know that help is near, and don't fear to fail. Don't fear to fail. Don't fear and see it out.
Oh yeah,
yeah, sing it out.
Can't play at the concert.
Well, don't be reluctant to try.
But what if I don't succeed?
Well, you're guaranteed not to if you don't try.
Is this goal worth a try? It's a risk.
There is always some risk when you try something new.
Yeah. People will see me fail. I'll be embarrassed. It will prove that I am not good enough. Oh, no.
Failing doesn't make you a failure. You matter.
I do?
Yes. You matter because of who you are, not what you can or can't do.
Really?
Of course. I love you. If you try and you fail at something, would I care about you less?
Well...
Of course not. Success and failure don't define who you are.
But I have a fear of failure.
The only way to deal with fear is to face it.
Conquering fear is hard.
It will be easier each time you try something new.
It gets easier?
Yes. You can accomplish more than you ever imagined.
Okay, I'll face my fears and play at the concert.
Good for you.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Sorry, Musket, that was great. Well, thank you for joining us today, and make sure you join us next time for another exciting lesson.
Right here at
Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.